Hello everyone, good morning from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, and good afternoon to you there in Germany. My name is Ana Carolina, or Nina da Hora. I'm a computer scientist here in Rio de Janeiro. My research area is algorithms and privacy, and I'm currently working on a project to find a bias in algorithm on social networks. I am 25 years old, and since that age, there in the forum, I recognize myself as a scientist. In a fact, I always liked this era, but always bothered with the fact that I didn't see many black scientists in my classes at schools and in my textbooks. So I started this podcast, Ogle Podcast, because it's for me, it's like recognizing these scientists helping us in science. First, the illustration that you see are from Tainara Cabral. It's a friend and an illustrator from Rio de Janeiro too. And okay, my research with podcast, it's have a 7 years old. In February this year, I decided to put part of the research in a podcast format, and now I will show a little of the creation process about this. The first thing, I divide my podcast, my process, in three types. No, first is science, okay. The second, the music YouTubers, futurists, it's like a black culture. And the third, it's a school, like a black story in the schools with teachers. And my narrative process, it's like a bomb. Okay, I changed it several times, but the last one, I started using word from these ables. In fact, I am very fond of these three productions, so I started to study in depth about the influence and the research behind them. Daniele Monet's album is a true invitation to learn about Afrofuturism. And This Is America, it's like a punch in the stomach, in the racism that attack us. But and the Black Panther, it's my favorite film. It's a possible vision of what it would be like if blacks and more had more access and more opportunity in the technology. Well, starting from that with a culturally black, I teach a program since 18 years old. So I started to use these classes, my students, to test it and create mini products on the theme and mini audios about Afrofuturism and the black scientists. So it's a good process, a fun process. I love this process. After this, I divide my research in three big areas: black culture, protagonists, and technology. Okay, yeah, I will explain more about this. So in Afrofuturism, it's like, yeah, okay, it's other possible, other future possible for black people and black scientists. Like a protagonism, this is, okay, that was then denied us, and we are rescuing and in technology that's present, helping to guide our possibilities. Remembering that technology, it is not just digital for me. It's like, okay, fire. It's a technology too. Technology for me, it's like an artifact. So, and with this process, about after this process, I created the narrative about podcast, like how the episodes it's working in three parts. My episodes is divided in three parts: introductions with a culture of black and the country of the scientists born, economy, language, about this country. The conflict that is a history of the scientist and the solution that he shares with us. How their research impacts our society. The name Ogunye, it's okay, this is a curious name. It's a name of Orixá Ogun. Orixá of technology, né? From the African religions, and the name is a greeting to this Orixá. All of which helped me in the process, and the process about visual identity and the concept about the podcast. Today, okay. This like my process. I don't draw good, but I try. It's a good process for me. And today, the podcast is already reached 22 countries. For me, it's very fun. It's very good. It's very okay. And I think it's the hour started my episodes in English because all the episodes of a podcast is Portuguese because it's my natural language. But with these 22 countries, with my podcast, it's okay. Next year, I will start making episodes in English too. For me, it's okay. It's a pleasure to make this podcast. The other data, né, age, 35 years old, 18 years old. It's okay. It's like since younger people, and the people just adult people too. And the curious male and female, it's like the same. It's almost the same publicly about my podcast. So I'm using three platforms for creative, for research, Anchor, like Anchor. It's a platform I'm using for create and edit my episodes. Okay, it's a opportunity for changes perspective, and for me particularly, it's a great pleasure. Help change the perspective and help to rescue a history of the black scientists who contributed and contribute to the most human accessible science that is actually helping society. So I'm a little nervous. It's my first time in the event, and the second lecture lecturing English is easy for okay for me. It's a good test, and thank you so much. I'm very happy stay here, and see you next time. And my social media Twitter, I use a lot Twitter and email. So thank you.